Shalom Aleichem, everyone. I was asked to share some thoughts on how to deal with certain of the challenges that being at home and the current situation places us in. And the truth be told that, in my opinion, like you have a recipe over here for what is I would call the worst possible scenario in managing and overcoming challenges of Shmiras Habris. And you know, dealing. And I've heard from many Talmidim that this is a period of time that's a real challenge for them. And I think it makes a lot of sense that it's a challenge ourselves, number one, with much more time in our hands. And I'm going to speak about that in some detail. We find ourselves at home, probably in our rooms, not doing that much. Yeah, we might have our classes and shiurim and the like, but we're sitting in front of computers and other kinds of screens for significant parts of the day. We don't have a normal schedule, and we find ourselves with a lot of time on our hand, and perhaps even a little bit depressed and a little down on not being able to perhaps go to the Pesach programs we otherwise might have been going to, or being with friends, or being with family, and it's a little depressing, and all of these things put together. Being at home, being lonely, being in front of our computers, being in our rooms so much is really puts a real damper on things and really opens up doors to certain averos that we would like to ideally stay away from. The truth is, this is a Gemara in Maseches Ksuvos, a Mishnah in Maseches Ksuvos that addresses this head on. The Mishnah is found in Maseches Ksuvos, Dab Nun Tesmet Beis. And the Mishnah describes here the various responsibilities that a wife has to her husband in terms of various tasks and jobs that have to be done in the house. And then the Mishnah has a line over here, and it's equally, it's talking about women, but it's equally relevant to men. Two lines, in fact. Number one, it says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, afilu hichnisa lo mea shfachot, even if a woman brings into the marriage 100 servants, kofelasos tzemer, betzemer. The halacha demands of her to involve herself in the weaving of the wool, etc. Why? Shabbatola mevi'ali de zima. Because when a person is yoshe batel, is not busy, is not doing things, is not accomplishing, so it leads to certain kinds of behaviors. And this is, again, brought down by women, but it's equally true, certainly, when it comes to men. And then the Gemara tells us, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af hamadir es ishto milasos malacha, if a husband were to make a nether and be madir his wife, that she's not allowed to do any work, he should yotzi v'yiten ksuva. He should divorce her. That is not a tenable situation where she is not doing any work. For after all, shabbatala may v'alidei shiamum, because batala will lead to shiamum, boredom. And Rashi explains boredom means shigaon. She'll go out of her mind. She'll go out of her mind. In other words, when a person is doing nothing, I would interpret, many have interpreted shiamum over here, shigaon, depression, atzvus. And when a person gets involved in atzvus, he gets involved in behaviors and things that are not kosher, that are, again, as the Mishnah says, it gets involved in zima. This is quoted by the Rambam. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Ishos, Perek of Aleph, Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, that, once again, Haya lo vila mamun harbe, if a couple has a tremendous amount of money, afilu haya lahen kama shfachot, eni yoshevet levatala, even if she has many servants, she shouldn't sit around doing nothing below malacha, shabbatala maybe de zima. And then the Rambam writes, hamadir es ishto, the next halacha, shalotas malacha, yotzi, he should divorce her. Ritin ksuva, shabbatala, the Rambam's girsa is maybe li de zima, once again. So again, a similar idea. Again, I would call Rashi's vision shigaon, the Gemara's girsa shiamum. When a person has nothing to do, they get depressed and they can go out of their minds. They can have, it can be tremendously, tremendously unproductive, depressing, and that can create a very unhealthy psychological state. And then zima, and it can lead a person to, as we know, other misdeeds and other averos as well. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam, again, identifies various midos a person should have. And he says, again, referring to men, women alike, V'chein lo yeh bal nefesh rechava, a person should not be too broad-minded in terms of his arrogance and nivhalahon and running after money, velo otzel ubatal malacha, and shouldn't be lazy and without malacha, because again, being without malacha, not busy, too much time on our hands can bring us really, really down. I would suggest, therefore, just if I can get a little practical and then a couple of other sources which I think are very, very relevant. To me, I think the most important thing to be dealing with, again, obviously to know that sometimes we will fall, and to be able to know that Ein Shum Yeyush and the Breslover Mahalchim of we get back up, we try harder, and we keep going, and not to get depressed, not to fall into that situation of Shiyamum. But I would say, as important, perhaps the most important practical aids I would give is to build for yourself a schedule. A person should have a schedule no matter what. And in today's world, where we do not have our school and our friends and our socialize in the same way, it's even more important to have a very, very real schedule. And that means starting with, okay, we should be waking up at a certain time every day. It could be you could wake up a little later than normal, but to be having a kavua time that you're davening shachris. And then, again, if you're in school or you're learning, whatever the case is, that you have your siddurim, you have your couple hours of learning, you have your classes, or your college classes, or you're helping out in the house if you're on Pesach vacation, but doing, you have a seder hayom. I'm accomplishing, I'm learning daf yomi, I'm learning Mishnah Berurah yomis, I'm learning Mishnayis yomi. I have, as part of my seder hayom, I'm going to have some downtime to whatever the downtime is, but it should be built into a schedule, a formal schedule. I have shiurim that I want to catch up on, a formal schedule that includes your downtime, that includes your tefillos. When am I davening minch every day? When am I davening marav every day? When am I eating dinner with my family every day? What to really build a very, very formal and set schedule is in my mind critically important. When we don't have a schedule, then we start to get depressed, then we start to get down, even more so than when normal situations, to really have a set schedule. There's an unbelievable pasuk in Parshas Noah, where the Torah tells us, Perek Ches, Pasuk Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, this is right after the Mabul. So we are told that Noah brought karbanos. Hashem accepted those karbanos, and Hashem recognizes that man is weak, the flesh is weak. Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra minu urav, and because the flesh is weak, Hashem created us with these weaknesses. V'lo osif lahakos es kol chay kasher asisa. Hashem commits; He's not going to go ahead and destroy the world again. And then he says, O kol yemei ha'aretz zera v'katsir v'kor v'chom v'kaitz v'chorev. The land is going to be tough, and you have to plant and harvest, and there's going to be different weather conditions, and there's summer and there's winter, and you're going to have to always be involved in work, and there's going to be a seder to the world, to the nature, and to everyone's work day. And the Torah Tamima comments over here based on an Avos to Rabbi Nosson, where the Torah tells us again, Breishis, on the Pasuk, Sheishis Yamim Tavod V'asisa Kol Melachtecha. Why does it have to say V'asisa Kol Melachtecha? He just told me, Sheishis Yamim Tavod. So the Avos Rabbi Nosson says, Lahavi, it's to teach me, Mishesho Chatseros Osados Charevos. If a person has Sados and Chatseros that are destroyed, and he has no real work to do, nevertheless, Yelech V'yasuk Bahem. He should still do work. He should find work. A person dies when he has batala, when he's doing nothing. People that retire too young and they have nothing to do, they wither away. Batala is the end of it all. Because man yishtada laham silo eza malacha shu af she'ena tzrich lagufa ato, even if he doesn't need this malacha, find yourself something to do. Help around the house. Keep yourself busy. That's exactly what the Avos Rabbi Nosson is saying, and that's what the Torah is saying over here. Unbelievable. It's saying, because yeitzer lev ha'adam ra minu urav, therefore, you should be living a life of yom v'layla lo yishbosu. Don't stop working because your yetzer is what it is. You got to keep yourself exceptionally busy. And one more source, which I think is unbelievable. There's a beautiful, beautiful Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which needs to be understood. A lot of different versions of Pirkei Avos, but this Mishnah I have is found in Perek Gimel, and the Mishnah is Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinoy Omer, Haneir Balaila, a person who is up in the middle of the night, Vahamahalech Biderech Yechidi, a person who is walking by himself, and Hamefane Libo Levatala, and a person who finds himself not involved in Torah, not involved in Malacha, just Batala, just doing nothing, says the Mishnah, Hareze Mischayev Benafsho, he's Chayev Misa. Wow. Very strong. And the question is, what do these three things have to do with each other? Haner Balaila, Mechay Benafsho, Mechalek Bederech Yechidi, Mechay Benafsho, what's going on over here? So the Maharal, in his Derech HaChaim, explains a fundamental yesod. He says all these three things have a common denominator, and that is they are a person who is lacking Seder, a person who is in a unusual, backwards situation. And if you're in a backwards situation, lacking a Seder, lacking, when I say Seder, I mean structure, it's unstructured, so there's nothing there. Hareze mischai benafsho. A person should be sleeping at night, not awake in the middle of the night and sleeping during the day. A person, we are social beings. We don't just walk lonely. Hamahalek bederech yichidi. That's not how a person's supposed to live. And hamafan alibo levatel. A person's doing nothing. He's yoshev batel. He's not learning. He's not working. This is not how a person is, an ordered person, a structured person, supposed to live his life. A person should be sleeping at night and getting to bed at a decent hour to be able to function well the next day. A person should have friends and should not be walking b'derech yichidi, should not be in solitude. And a person should be busy with learning, with working, whatever the case may be, with helping out around the house, but he should be busy. We find ourselves these days in situations where, you know, we don't have our normal schedule. So perhaps we are staying up crazy hours at night. Perhaps we are way too much by ourselves, again, in our rooms, on our screens. Hamahalek b'derech yechidi and hamafana libo levatol. This is not normal. This is not normal existence. And therefore, on the one hand, yes, maybe we are guilty with an excuse. And maybe perhaps our behaviors now are, we have a little bit of an excuse. On the other hand, that means we have to work even more hard, and we have to put more effort in to make sure that these phenomena don't exist. We have to make ourselves busy, build schedules, make ourselves overwhelmingly busy with shiurim, with classes, with studying, with reading books, whatever it might be. Build that schedule so that you're not in a situation where you're totally unstructured, and then you get depressed, and then you end up doing things that you're not terribly proud of. I'll just close with one last idea, and that is that we do also have a notion that, and you might say it's a kasha, we have every 7 years we have a Shemitah cycle, and every 7 days we have Shabbos, where we are Yoshev Bata, where we're told stop, cease, and desist. And that's, I think, to create perfect balance. It's supposed to go ahead and tell us that, yes, sometimes you'll get too obsessed with your Sheshes Yimei Hamaaseh. Sometimes you'll get too obsessed with your 6 years of working the land, and therefore the Torah tells us 1 day a week, stop, pause, take stock, focus on what's really, really important. Not Rachman Litzlan, that Shabbos becomes a day of Batala, or the Shemitah year becomes a day of Batala. It becomes a time to recalibrate, to know that our priorities are in the right direction. And therefore, perhaps, one can suggest, again, who knows? Who knows why, what is going on, what the Ribbono Shel Olam has in mind for us, but perhaps there's a worldwide Shabbos going on right now, a worldwide Shemitah going on right now, not to create a situation, Rachman al-Itzlan, of Yoshev Batel, of Neir Balaila, of Hamahalek B'derech Yechidi, but rather to create a situation like the Shemitah year, like the Shabbos, to recalibrate, to reprioritize, to understand, you know what, maybe we were off in how we were operating, maybe we need to redirect ourselves in a different way. So on some level, this could represent, if we channel it the right way, opportunities also. And if we keep ourselves busy, keep ourselves focused, keep ourselves prioritized in the right way, not let ourselves get to that point of habatala mevili de zima, then perhaps we can somehow see silver lining, lights at the end of the tunnel, growth opportunities in these challenges, and Be'ez Hashem, become better for them, become stronger, become more capable, become people who can achieve things and have powers that they never really, really understood were there. And perhaps these are also opportunities, Shemitah-like opportunities, Shabbos-like opportunities. I wish all of us a tremendous amount of bracha and hatzlacha, as hopefully we can succeed in the nisyonos that are around us, in achieving and building schedules and building structures that will enable us to be the amazing, amazing people that we no doubt are and have inside of us. Have a wonderful week and a chag kosher v'sameach.